This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 14. We're breaking down Barcelona and we're blaming it on the alcohol. We're starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the throne, got you feeling the throne. Blame it on the...
I can't dab, we have no room to dab. Yes, it is Sunday.
My favorite day of the week.
My favorite day as well. It's Sunday and we're blaming it on the alcohol, but we're totally sober, we promise. I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne, and I can't do this without my girls. We're switching it up today.
Hi, I'm Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece or Twitter, Miss Combo Piece. That's M-I-S-S Combo Piece. And I'm always ready to be bougie and brunchy and bitchy.
Yeah. You're giving me Beetlejuice vibes today.
Oh, yes.
Beetlejuice vibes. Yes, honey.
Hey, you guys. Yes, I'm in exactly the same position. But I am Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And what's up, y'all? It's Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things, drinking Henny and Coke just like Portia at OK Drew J.
Yes, that Henny and Coke.
Yes.
We love that Henny and Coke, and we break it down. Eva's starting it off with a little coffee tour. She's a little barista asking everybody if she wants, you know, a little coffee. It was really nice of her. And no one slept good, and there's bars on the window. What do you guys think about this villa? I don't think it was that bad, but apparently it was bad enough for Nene to be like, we boning out.
Well, they're more mature. They're mature. And so their bodies, being mature, cannot handle immature beds. And so I understand. I get it.
No, I feel like when I'm on vacay, I want to live in luxury. I mean, I want to live somewhere nice on vacation.
Exactly.
I want to be in a okay place. I want to be in lavish. Yeah, exactly.
True, but I also feel off the top, Cynthia already said from day one is going to be Groupon and Airbnb, and that's exactly what they got. No shade on Airbnb, because I love you guys. You save me plenty of money, and feel free to sponsor our show at any time. But yeah.
You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, and you know what? Yeah, I don't know about them, but I don't know about anybody else, but I'm too old to be in an Airbnb. I need to be in a hotel. I need to be in a king-size bed. My back be hurting, too, so you know what I mean?
Well, some Airbnbs are nice, and she said the pictures didn't do the place. She made it look better.
That's true. I had some friends stayed in an Airbnb when they came down here for All Star, and it was like a dope crib in West Hollywood, fire pit. It was very, very nice.
That's true. I've also been on dates with people that looked very different online and did not look the same in person.
I know. It's not their fault. They got catfished in the house. It happens to the best of us.
You get catfished.
You know what? He was looking 6'5" in the photos, and he might have been 5'6" in person, but you know.
Well, catfish or not, dating online, dating or not, whatever. It comes down to relationships, and Candy said it best. One relationship affects it all. This ripple effect that they got going on is hitting really, really hard, especially with the kids getting involved and the social media postings. We pick up right where we left off. Selfie or no selfie, Brielle is getting involved, and she's shading. She's shading the mirror situation. She's shading the water bugs. I've said it before. It's the South. There are bugs everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Water bugs are just a thing that is in the South, especially Atlanta. And if you can't handle it, you should go live in, like,
But that's not the issue, guys. Why are we doing calculated moves on our friends? Yeah. Why are we taking pictures, holding it for later, shading people on social media? Why are we doing that?
Because I don't think Kim's all there.
And I think Kim should check Brielle. At the end of the day, I think fundamentally no one should talk to Brielle because she is still somebody's child out the group. So, but her mom, Kim, should take responsibility.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Talk to be like, no, you don't put this on social media, and I'm not gonna now use it to promote
it.
Is
she a child though?
She's 20.
She's grown. She's
I know 20? She's grown. She's 23, I believe. But
she's
still,
23.
Yeah, but she's, you know what I'm saying, you can't really.
Well, you could say something to her. She's an adult, that. But I don't agree with. Yeah, I don't think you should tell someone how to raise their kids. Sheree was right about that. But selfie or no selfie, it was wrong. It was calculated. I don't trust people like that. I wouldn't want someone in my home like that.
Right. Right. That's why I'm very
she's
selective.
21.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that's
she's 21. Thank you for the fact checks.
That's why I'm very selective about who I bring to my home, because you don't want to be guarded at your home. You want to be comfortable having fun and not worried about somebody taking pictures. And
that is true. Although you should get rid of the bugs before you invite people over. I was just going to say that, but I love Nene. I'm sure your house is wonderful, girl.
I don't have bugs.
Water bugs are one of those things, though, that they really just will come, like, they'll come from anywhere. Like, you will see, you could have done a whole thing, and, like, they will pop up and just be there out of the blue. But I think the Brielle situation is Brielle has been warned numerous times to stop getting in grown folk business, and she continuously does it. And so I don't know. Like, I feel like if I was pulling that kind of stuff with my mom, I'd be 6 feet under. My mom doesn't play.
No, she's wrong. And the morning started a little bit heavy. You know, Shamia, you know, her and Eva got into it right away. And she was like, look, we go there in this group. And Eva's like, look, I get it, but my husband or my boyfriend is running for public office. I don't want to talk about my sexuality out there like that. You know what I mean? It was really, really deep right in the morning. We talked about it. You know what I do like about Eva, though? I like that she's a very calm arguer. Mm-hmm. When she argues with, she's just very calm. She's not defensive. I think that she's playing the cards right. She's starting it back. Marla was cracking me up. Whoop, there it is. We can't ask her anything. Well, at least the president is set. You know, don't come at me like that. Eva yeah. is warning everybody. What do you guys think about this?
Well, first of all, if you go on reality TV, you should be ready to put it all out there. If you don't want to, then don't come on this show. Like, you watched the show before you came on. Mm-hmm. What season are we in?
10.
Okay. So you know what's going down when you get on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You're getting shade.
I didn't think that Marlo's question was, Shamia's question was that offensive. Just be like, nah, I didn't date Missy Elliott. Or yes, I did. Like, I don't think it's like this deep.
It was offensive.
You're coming at me. No, what was offensive was how they dealt with the lesbian issue. Yeah. That was offensive, but that wasn't just Shamia. That was all of them. Yeah. That was offensive to watch it, but I don't think anybody was like, ooh, we thought you were a lesbian. It wasn't all of that. I read in the blogs you hooked up with Missy Elliott. Yes or no? Like, it's not that deep.
Because it could have been very light if you just put some humor in.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I hooked up with Missy Elliott. What you think I am? Tweet? No, I'm not tweet, girl.
Yeah, exactly. She could have lightened it up. And then I think for her to bring it up now again, like she's trying to check Shamia, is a little over the top. Because neither one of y'all are quite in the group anyway.
So. I agree. Because one, I think it's weird that you find being like being called a lesbian an insult. Like that's its whole own, like, why, like if it was...
Well, it's an Atlanta thing. We've talked about
this. If it was like, oh, I heard you're with some dude, would you still be trying to check us the same way that you're checking, you know, Missy Elliott? But also, like... Again, like you said, this is a reality show. You know, this is a Real Housewives of Atlanta of all things. There's been crazier things said. So for you to be like, for her to constantly trying to check Shamia, I feel like was almost like how Shamia was doing the Porsche at her bridal shower or wherever, where she's trying to show off for everyone else and be like, look, I can check people too.
Well, Marlo's always like that, but the truth always comes out. That's the bottom line. Yeah. So they were just setting the precedent. Look, I know you're a little cautious girl and you're the new girl, but we're just letting you know the truth always comes out and you might have to backpedal. So, we move on and let me just say, Bravo and their montages. I counted at least four montages today.
Yes, so many.
And it starts off with Portia and the lesbian montage. And everyone talking about, well, she wanted to make out with me and she wanted to eat me. I'm like, if I have to hear that again, it is a lot. It is a lot. Saved by the Nene. Nene comes out and she couldn't have came at a better time because it was just getting a little too heavy for the morning. Save that for the evening when y'all going to get arrested. So Nene comes out and she's like, look, I know that there's been some talks, but we moving out. We getting out of here. They're all excited. Of course, they run out. We out of here being all rude to the staff. I'm like, there's people there that are still working.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad of a place. They had like a personal chef.
Yeah.
They had people working, which is a little bit crazy. They had a little twerk session the night before, and they showed some video flashbacks, and Marlo's got a great booty.
Yeah, she has a nice rump, but she doesn't know how to use it.
No, she doesn't. Shamia was twerking pretty
good. Okay, I twerk like Marlo, so I'm not even gonna lie. I'm horrible, but I'm taking classes. I'm getting better.
I would be probably dancing like Nene, doing some interpretive dance, trying to distract everybody.
Hilarious. I was like, what? You were a stripper, Nene.
in the 80s. I mean, what y'all expect? I love you, Nene. I love you, Nene.
It was a while ago.
If that's what strippers were like in the 80s, I kind of want to go back to the
80s. We've talked about this. Nene's freak number hasn't always been the highest, so we've always doubted Nene's little freakness.
But I want to know how Marlo is getting all these coins from these rich men if she can't even swear.
Because they're old and white.
Yeah.
I mean,
she goes for a specific demographic.
Yeah, like if you're in a walker, why are you worried about somebody twerking? You're not. You don't care. I mean, I'm just saying. Not that there's anything wrong with old people and like walkers. They're great. But I don't think
I love old men. They're my favorite.
I hate Ripley.
Yes. I'm channeling a little Anna Nicole Smith, baby. Yes.
Put your man in a wheelchair.
Yes.
I'm a catch me one. I'm a catch me one.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to be a real housewife.
Oh, yes.
I'd watch it.
So we move on to the little bus situation where this girl-on-girl action happens. The phones are out. I'm like, y'all, if I'm going to kiss someone, why are all these phones out?
It just gave me such, like, middle school flashbacks when, like, you know, you're going to go kiss so-and-so for the first time. And everyone's
like a spin the bottle moment?
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I was like, y'all. Y'all,
but
like,
it's different now. All these, you know, cameras all over my grill. I'm like, y'all Snapchatting too much.
First of all, Cynthia came up with this 50 Cent challenge. She should have gone all the way in.
Like, and she should have very black and white, like, what you want to do. Not like, well, if you guys want to come up with something, let me know. I'd have been like, this is what you're doing. I have it all planned out. It's going to be fun. We're in another country. You have to squeeze someone's ass. You have to make out with a stranger in the bar. You know, you have to go home with someone. Ooh, just kidding.
I think she wants to kiss Candy, though, because Candy is the freakiest out of the
group. She's been talking about getting with Candy, like, for weeks, because she mentioned it the other day. Like, if she ever got with someone, it would be Candy. So she's been having some little down-low secrets about Candy.
She's like, y'all are going to drag me to the lady pond by force. Like, no, I think you're walking over there calmly.
Girl, you're chilling in a floaty up in there. You're ready.
Exactly. You. I think you're so bored with the will. You're about to try something new.
You're ready to go.
Well, I think they even said something about, like, when she kissed Portia, she was like, I feel like I had sex with Portia. And Marlo was like, girl, if that's what...
Oh, honey, that's not sex.
If that's the equivalent of sex, like, your sex life
you
must
poor
suck.
Thing.
Who do you guys think have the best sex life?
You poor thing, that's not sex. We'll have to teach you about it. I think the best, probably Candy, because obviously she has the sex toy line, and you know, Candy, Todd is also a cuckolder, and a cuckolder is not someone that holds cocks. It's not. It's a Shakespearean term that means you like to watch your significant other be sexually satisfied by other people.
Word of the day.
We're very familiar with that at our household.
I don't like to share. I don't like to do that.
Thank you, Leanne, for that info. That is good to know.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Todd's like, if you're gonna be kissing someone, I wanna watch. Yeah. So, you know, he wants to be part of the action.
I feel like some fun stuff's gone down in the
I was gonna say, this ain't the first time. It's like the first time. They've been to that
rodeo
before.
What guy doesn't want girl-on-girl action?
Well, I'm just saying, don't hate, participate.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Very true, very true.
Well, here's what it comes down to. Cynthia wanted to kiss Candy because she was the most experienced. And I attribute this to flying a plane. Would you want to be with the pilot that's like, well, thank you guys. It's my first time flying. I just got out of flying school. We're all like going to Vegas with you? No, I'm scared. Wouldn't you want to be with someone that's been like, I have flown this plane 100 times. I could fly it and land it any way you want me to.
You know Portia is no amateur when it comes down to getting dirty.
I think her freak is up there. She's probably number two.
But yeah, definitely. I don't think Cynthia and Portia have the same relationship as Candy and Cynthia do. So I think Cynthia felt comfortable more so doing it with Candy then.
Plus, not only the toy line, you have to remember she did that candy coat at night. So Candy is a freak.
Yeah, they talk about sex
but,
on the
but in a great way, you know. But like Candy, I think will make you feel comfortable, but make sure you enjoy yourself. That's
exactly. I think Portia, you know, you have to go to the bar and get drunk off that cognac and coke, and then y'all can get down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Corks. Yeah, I agree.
But Candy will talk about it like right up front. Ooh, excuse my smoker's horse cough. It's really sexy, isn't it?
Well, I will say that Cynthia does have great etiquette because she did try to gargle and wash her mouth out to make
the most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Sure, her breath was fresh for the kiss.
That did not look attractive on camera.
No, not at all.
I'd have been like, I don't know if I want to kiss her after all that.
I know. That's a little
bit. I'd want to kiss the shyest one, so I'd probably go with Candy, because Candy's like reserved and she's on the corner and stuff. You know, she's not drinking like everyone else, so when you think back to that flashback of her and Portia in the club, Candy was completely sober.
Indeed.
And she was like, this bitch is drunk, trying to make out with me. Why is everyone trying to make out with me when you're drunk?
Mm-hmm. Well, that Cynthia Portia kiss did not count. I will just say
that kiss was weak.
And it didn't look that great on camera either, to be honest. I was like, Cynthia's just pushing her tongue into that girl's teeth. It just did not look that friendly.
I didn't see the tongue.
I didn't see it, but you could tell there was like some open mouth thing going on. It was weird.
I was going to say, the way Portia jumped, you could see exactly when the tongue was.
Yeah, exactly.
Portia was just not ready for it.
Yeah. It should have been at least 10 seconds, I'm just saying.
There should have been some visual tongue.
Cynthia should have told her, only the tip, girl, only the tip.
Hashtag only the tip. After Buzz TV.
Exactly.
So we're speeding all over Barcelona in the go-karts. And where are the helmets? Obviously, we're not for safety. Faulty brakes. Bravo. Girl, please. You know that Bill got sent to Bravo when Portia crashed.
Yup.
It didn't look like a little bumper crash, too. It looked like it actually...
It looked like a hard crash.
That might have caused some damage. She had to switch cars.
Yeah, she definitely cannot drive. I don't know what's wrong with Portia. Mm-hmm. And she was just being reckless. Her hands were in the air. She was screaming. Like, girl, I don't want to be a passenger with you.
I would want to be behind her, but not in front of her. I want to keep my eye on her.
They need to put her in bumper cars or something where you can just, you have a little space of safety because she's horrible.
I'm very aware when I'm driving. I'm looking at what everyone else is doing other than myself and focusing on what I'm doing. I'm like, I know if you're on the phone next to me or if you're like changing the radio, and I'm aware of that. I'm like, I can't be near that person. I can't trust that person.
You're a defensive driver. That's what that's
called. Yes, I am. And I'm an aggressive driver. I live in Los Angeles, so I know how to get from point A to point B. So, yes, we're going to talk about how Nini said payaya.
Payaya. That's my paella.
They were hungry. They wanted paella, some clams, some mussels. I don't know about anything like that, but I was starving.
It looks so good.
It looks so good. And let me just tell you, Spanish paella, oh my God, it is one of my favorite foods ever. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's like a rice with clams and mussels and shrimps and everything. And the prawns came with the head on, which is the perfect because you just rip that head off and you suck on it.
It's the only way to eat it.
But what about the other food they were eating? It was looking kind of nasty.
No, what? The calamari?
No, the octopus that Portia was eating that she's supposed to be vegan.
Mom, I love. Yeah. Okay, you're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead. We're still talking about the food, but she is not no vegan no more. Grilled mushrooms, they didn't look all that, but Nini was like, these mushrooms are the business.
But mushrooms never look good, but they always taste bomb.
So mushrooms are bomb. I love mushrooms. Magic mushrooms, too. And I love head.
Yeah.
I love head.
Who doesn't?
Love.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do most of the time if it's the right kind of fish.
I love receiving it.
Those prawns look juicy, and I just wanted to just...
Yeah, exactly. If it's a big, juicy prawn and not a really, like, small crawfish, then it makes all the difference.
That's how you do it in New Orleans. You suck the head.
Thank you.
That's how you do it globally. You always suck the head.
That's how you get a man, baby.
Yep.
No, but I love New Orleans, and I love crawfish, and I love all that stuff. I love, love, love food, clearly. And Portia is no vegan. This baby vegan. Okay, so you notice how she was really easy about slipping up in front of everybody? How many times has she slipped? Because when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she stated that she's still a vegan. Baby girl, if you've slipped this many times, hate to break it to you, but you're just a vegan by occasion.
No, okay. Yeah. I think... My sister's a vegetarian, for instance, but she loves, like, cheeseburgers, but she'll only eat one once a year. She's a vegetarian for health reasons, not necessarily because of, like, saving animals.
Love animals, though.
We really do. My sister does love animals. But for her birthday, like, that's her one cheat day. She'll have a burger, and then the rest of the year, she's fine. So I think it was just one of those, like, winning Barcelona.
Weird. That's weird. You're not a vegetarian.
Exactly.
She's just someone that's... chooses not to eat meat that much.
Yeah, I mean, right? I have a girlfriend who's, she's gotten so much heat because she says she's a vegan, right? But I always tell her she's a, like, basically, if you come any place where she is and you have free food, she'll eat it, no matter what it is. So if you have, like, free sandwiches.
So she's a scavenger.
From
Lager,
right,
she's
a scavenger.
She ain't no vegan. She's called a scavenger.
Exactly. Now, if she's paying for it, then she's a vegan. But if it's free, if it's like food outside on the counter, she'll eat it. It's like,
yeah, I think it makes sense because vegan food is really expensive.
It is, yeah, exactly.
I think we saw her mess up only this one time, right? We haven't seen her.
That's how many times we've seen her, but how many times has she done it off
camera? That's like, what I was just trying to say. Like, you know, she was stating she was a vegan. But she was having octopus and mussels.
Exactly.
And
my
stuff,
thing is, like, I like octopus. I love, you know, I like calamari.
Be a vegetarian.
But if I'm going to slip, calamari's not your first slip. That's not, you don't
Thank
slip
you
off an octopus. You know
I'm
what
a
mean?
Slip. I'm going to slip on some filet
Thank
mignon.
Thank you. She already slipped on some steak and some fried chicken and some bacon before this. That's
Thank you. I cannot imagine Portia not having any fried chicken. Come on, girl. You're from the South.
I know.
Look at that
I
big know. Old booty, them thighs. I know
I'm
you
from
mean.
The South. I'm a vegetarian for real. A real vegetarian guy.
Yeah, really? When was the last time you had meat?
Over a year ago.
So you're newly vegetarian.
She's a toddler vegetarian.
By occasion.
I'm sorry, you're not a baby, but you just started to walk out.
But at least I went a year.
Shout out to Keen in the chat. Thank you. Yes, one cheeseburger does not count. She is a vegetarian.
Veggie burger? I don't know.
If you live in America 364 days a year and then you go chill in Canada for one day, are you suddenly a Canadian? No. You're still an American.
Doesn't have anything to do with immigration.
Veggie burgers are for.
And we move on. Nini flips the script and she wants backup. She wants to know, y'all, she was wrong. And I want you to say she was wrong. So she goes around the table, literally. Who is going to admit that she was wrong? Because she wrong for that. And she really is wrong. So, you know, water bugs, we talked about them. We've been talking about them for weeks, actually. But Sheree says she hasn't seen one in a really long time. Cue the Bravo montage of her stepping on a roach just a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. At her house, right?
At her house, and it was a huge roach. It was the size of a dog.
I just want to say the Nene thing was very Last Supper-esque to me. Like, her going around the table and being basically like, who's faithful to me?
It really was. Except, you know...
it was like drawing battle lines. Like, are you Team Nene or Team Kim?
Yeah, basically. Except we had, you know, what's his face in the corner? The devil, Marlo.
Marlo is ready.
Say ludicrous. What's the devil's name?
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Ludicrous in the corner. The devil, Ludicrous.
Don't put baby in the corner.
Okay, Marlo.
She's ready to get that peach, boo.
She really is. And everyone's wig was wiggling out. Like, everyone's wig was not on point. They were all slipping. Cynthia's wig was itching. She wanted to scratch it, take it off. I don't know what she was doing. I don't know about that, but listen, I know the rule is you never take your wig off, right?
Yeah, but when you get drunk, sometimes, like, it gets really hot under there, and you just want to,
My Nana takes her wig off when she's drunk.
Come on, Mean Girls reference. You gotta wait till at least you're in the Uber on the way home before you can start acting crazy, though.
Exactly.
You can't be...
I'm gonna pull my wig off on TV now.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Unless, the only time you pull your wig off on TV is if you've got another one underneath. Yeah. Ooh, RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes! RuPaul's Drag Race reference right there, baby. Roxy. Andrews.
Yes. Legend.
So Nene was right, though. One thing that she did talk about, and that got lost in translation with all the mess with Marlo flipping out before all that, it was wrong. It's calculated. Who wants a friend that's very calculated who goes into someone's house videoing? Yeah. Who does that?
But I think also the point that Nene brought up, which is very valid, is besides Brielle's videos, because assuming that Kim did not know about it and she found about it later at the Snapchat, all that stuff, Kim took that photo of that Rolls Royce in that parking spot from months the beginning ago. Of the season, and after they supposedly squashed it, kept it for moments like this.
Yeah.
That's trifling.
It is.
And I think it's weird, like, it was weird to me Sheree, like, wasn't saying it was right and she wasn't saying it was wrong. And I was like, you can be friends with someone and still acknowledge when you're not a real friend if you can't acknowledge when someone's, like, messing up.
Exactly.
But I also kind of understood where Portia's point of view was like, listen, y'all are the type that will go head to head and then be BFFs 2 seconds later. I'm not trying to throw my hat in there. Like, Nene and Marlo is a perfect example. I'm not trying to throw my hat in the ring for that because, what, you two get back together and then I'm still on the outs?
And Marlo's pretty wishy-washy. She even said, well, we're not friends, we're Instagram friends.
Yeah.
So there's already really weird rules when it comes to that.
The thing about Portia is she definitely keeps backsliding. And she did it right there at that point because when Nene came back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And X right after Marlo, she said, yeah, I agree. But when Marlo was asking, then she had a problem. So, yeah.
And the little flashbacks that were going on about like, well, I didn't know that that was going to happen. And then you flashback, you know, Bravo Shady. They got you.
Yes.
I got something for that ass, but, baby. Yes.
But the editors are killing it this season.
They really are.
Raises for everyone. Yeah.
But so Sheree, she knew about the video. Do you think she, as the bone collector and the tea spiller, should she have told Nene about the video?
I think if Sheree is claiming to be friends with Nene the way she did, well, actually, because of the whole Tyrone situation, I'm not surprised.
They're not friends right now.
Yeah, they're not
but
friends.
But I think normal messy Sheree would have. But I think the thing with, you know, Portia saying, I didn't know she's going to do that, because in the flashback, if that was me in that situation.
It was so minimal, right?
In that situation, I would have thought she was just sending it to the girls in that, like, just sending it to, like, Sheree. Not everybody that's
on
the
trip. Well, it's just really easy to, like, when I was watching the flashback, I was thinking if I was in that situation, I probably would have went back and went, like, I didn't know she was going to send a video because it was so fast.
Yeah.
Right, because when they did the flashback, she was like, okay, wait, a video's coming. Of what? I don't know.
And they hung up and they were all like,
wait, we don't know what she's going to send. She could be sending a video of herself. You didn't really know. But I wanted to also agree with, oh, girl, you moved over here. No, agree with Drew. I'm going to agree with Drew. The whole thing, I think Portia is a different position than Sheree. Portia is valid in that she barely got a friend in the group. She's on the verge. She could almost get cut. Yeah. You know what I mean? So she can't really jump in and say something to Kim because nobody has Portia's back. But Sheree is tight. You know what I'm saying? Sheree is always going to be good. Sheree can go in and say something to Kim if she's a friend and be like, look, you know, your child was wrong. But Portia, I think she's right now to step into it because nobody has her back right now.
Yeah. Portia needs to do whatever she can do to stay in these girls' good graces. And I feel like she's not taking accountability.
Well, she was told the rules. This, you know, you want to get back with everyone, you got to stand in front of one and say, I fucked up.
But like,
apparently. Exactly. I agree with that.
I don't, because why does she have to owe apologies to everyone else? The only person
it's not
she
apologies.
Did,
they just want her to own it.
They want her to go and basically be a martyr and like get stoned. Like they want to be able to.
Pretty much.
And that, I don't
No.
Yeah. Like the
thing about it is that she just hasn't, everything that she's talked about, she's always thrown herself into the victim lane a little bit. She's like, I got duped just like you guys. I got duped. This is what was told to me. But they're just so tired of that. They don't want to hear about that. They're like, we're done with that part about you saying that it was told you. We're done with that part. We want to move on to the part where you're like, I was wrong too.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, she was wrong to Candy, and she's kissed Candy's butt all season.
I agree.
So what else could she do for the
girl? But I say, if you embarrass me publicly, then you need to apologize publicly. She pulled Candy to the side and apologized.
But I feel like. But that's the only person she did dirty. That's the only person she did wrong.
Yeah, but you guys know how these other girls are. Nene is right. The fact that they keep bringing it up, you got to shoot them all down
at
once.
And I get that. But I'm just saying, like, in a sensible point, like, with real sensible people, I feel like that's not how it goes down. If I did something wrong to Leon, it's not my business to apologize to you two. It's my business to apologize to Leon.
Yeah, I'm not saying apologize to everyone. I'm just saying apologize in front of everyone.
But then I feel like they'd be like, oh, then you're just like, you're
well, maybe no, she would be accepting responsibility for what she did.
Maybe do it in private, and then afterwards at the table be like, just want you guys to know that me and Candy, I had a little moment, I apologized to her, and I just want to let everybody know that I have apologized to her, and we are going to try to move forward. Right, Candy? You know what I mean? And right there, she's just like, you apologized to me, but I'm not trying to accept your apology. Then you could see, maybe you set the court up for someone else judging the situation differently, because you always have to be the bigger person. When you throw the apology out there and when you're the bigger person genuinely and the other person doesn't accept your apology, that's you leaving the ball in the court. The other person looks a little differently when they're the ones that are fighting, you know, the reconciliation. When someone is fighting the good, then they look a certain way.
Yeah.
Portia should have just apologized, left the ball in the court, but acknowledged to the group, this is what has happened. I've genuinely apologized, and I'm trying to move forward, and I'm letting all y'all know so you don't keep throwing it back in my face. Kenya, Nene, Marlo. Yeah. I mean, we could play the montage.
Right. I think she could do it, but I still think it's not going to do it. Like, I think at this point, these girls don't care. I mean, they bring up stuff that happened 7 years ago.
Yeah,
so I just don't think she's never going to be able to do anything where they're not going to bring this up in the fight.
Although I will say, Leanne has a point, because Candy's not going to accept it and hasn't. So that talking to Candy in private has not worked.
Exactly.
So I do agree that if she got credit for actually giving a genuine apology, it might help her relationships with the other women. Because at this point, to me, when we watch it, we know she's apologized. Mm-hmm. And Candy looks petty. And she would look petty to everyone else if she did it in public. So I do agree with you.
Feel the desperation coming from Portia.
I know.
Especially at the end of the episode, she was like, y'all, I can't take it anymore. Like, I really have tried. To a certain extent.
Well, if you can't stand the heat, then go hang out with Kim Fields and be off the show.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I mean,
but a bitch can only take so much.
I feel bad for her, but I do also feel like you need to be on the trip. You need to get your coins. You need to get the bag and stay on the trip.
Like, this is what you need to do, try it. You got nothing to lose now.
Exactly. Going home is wimping out.
But I do respect when someone like Portia, she even said it in her, you know, interview or whatever. When you've gone through anger management, when you've gone through therapy and you've worked really hard to not be that person anymore, and someone is literally like pushing the button that triggers that person, if you can like acknowledge and be like, you know what, none of this is worth it right now. My mental health is more important at all, like than the coin, than being on this trip, whatever. I need to take a step back. I can't hate on you for that.
Yes, mental health.
Yeah, because I think that's self-growth. The fact that Marlo got up in her face like that, can we just talk about what old Portia would have done?
Yeah, but Marlo was so F-A-D-E-D.
Oh, and so was Portia. She ordered a cognac as soon as they sat down at the table.
They were all faded, but at least Portia sobered up quickly and was like, okay, I can't deal with y'all.
Yeah.
Right. I'm arguing with crazy now.
Right. Oh, you know what I mean? Marlo...
she should have moved, too. I would have moved, and she was like, well, move. I would have been like, you know what? I am moving, because I'm about to whoop your ass. I can't sit next to you.
No, I think Marlo would have got her. What do you think?
Oh, Marlo would have... Well, I don't know. Portia is crazy. She knows how to throw them kicks and stuff.
Yeah. You know well, I mean? Marlo said she was in foster care for, like, five different homes or something.
Yeah, I feel like Marlo fights like a man.
Is a street chick,
I feel like she's going to fight like a dude.
She's kind of built like a
man. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to say that exactly, but that's exactly what I mean.
Well, you know what? They're all pretty big girls. They're all big boned. They got big booties. They thick. You know, we like meat here. So.
Yes, we like
it. There ain't no shame in the game. We ain't body shaming anyone. We're not horse shaming either, because we love whores.
Exactly.
We do. They were trying to horse shame earlier, and we don't slut shame. Date whoever you want, Missy Elliott, tweet, whoever you want, politicians, old men, we like it all around here.
Well, Portia did put that fan in her face, and she was wrong.
Marlo did get up in Portia's face, though.
They were both wrong.
They were both wrong.
She should have moved. If you're dealing with crazy, get up and move.
I agree. Yeah. I just don't think it's like... I don't think it's a one-sided thing as far as who got in his face.
And you could just tell, like, the argument was going dark really, really fast.
Yeah.
And there wasn't valid points. So when it starts getting dark and you don't start making sense, I'm done arguing with you.
Exactly.
When you're talking about, well, she's my Instagram friend and I ain't liking another photo. And, like, I would have been like, really?
Although, I mean, I have got to say, I mean, I'm not going to totally be team Marlo, but Portia... Stop it with the fake crocodile tears about a doormat. That was so stupid. I was like, thank you, Marlo.
I she's honestly not really... think that was real because she was drunk.
Her mother's not dead.
I mean, have you ever drunk cried, though?
No.
Have you ever been like, I love you, girl?
But not about something so small, though.
No, it was okay, so stupid. But
Marlo had a point. Marlo was like, you didn't cry when you accused a girl of rape. So I had to say Marlo had a good point with that.
She did make a good point. Like, okay, first of all, you're right. They were drunk. And I am prone to get emotional when I'm drunk.
I could see that, bro.
I can look at my friends and be like, whoa, I love you guys. Or I could, like, I don't know. But when she was talking about that was, like, her first house she bought herself, and that was something from her mom, I totally feel that. I have an old pot that my mom bought from, like, a pot set from when I first moved into my first apartment.
And if we said that pot was too small, would you start crying?
I think if you started...
don't think it was about the pot. I just think she was overwhelmed with emotion.
And she was getting
roasted.
On the break. And she's like, damn, I came on this trip trying to make amends, and I cannot, like...
Well, they roasted everybody.
But
yeah,
guys,
but, like, I can't even make my mat right for you guys. Like, I feel like she's just like, damn, I can't do anything right.
But here's the thing. When Marlo asked her, would she talk to Kim, all she had to do was say yes. When Nene asked her, she said yes. So she brought it on herself.
But, like, Marlo's
problem is... like, answer my question. Why is Marlo,
like, Nene's pit bull? Why do I have to answer?
Well, because she was wasted. You can't call him the pit bull. Marlo, I mean, even Nene was like, Marlo, oh, man.
Yeah.
Are you being...
A new equation for switching on outcomes is here from PwC. It's human-led and tech-powered. It's PwC with Oracle, SAP, Salesforce, and Workday. It's PwC with Microsoft, AWS, and Google. Simplify your systems and amplify your results. Switch on outcomes with PwC and their alliances. Learn more at pwc.com.
She's being sarcastic, y'all.
But
down for Nene, her sister, her mother.
But I get Portia's thing where it's like, I'm not going to answer you because, like,
no, I get it too.
So why does she answer Nene?
Because Nene's the one who the situation actually affects.
Okay.
I don't mind her answering, but I agree. I thought the tears were fake.
It's just a drunk fight.
It's just a drunk fight.
They're roasting everyone. They're even talking about Sweden and IKEA. IKEA, come through, IKEA.
I love IKEA.
First of all, I didn't realize how badly Peter had broke Cynthia, really, of all her furniture from IKEA. Because that is, like, right out of college.
Okay.
Like, I was like, Cynthia, I thought you had more money.
Cynthia has coins.
Peter took all the money.
Cynthia has coins. She's just cheap.
She is.
She's frugal.
She is. Yeah, and I don't know who paid that bill when they all got into the fight, but they all got up really quickly. And he's like, bring that Absolute.
I know. Every time I talk about, why not Grey Goose? Like, why are you drinking Absolute? That's just kind of sad.
You know what?
Chill, baby.
Not really. That's a rock. It's not. I mean, like,
I like the rock, y'all.
I like Absolute. Absolute is the gay
vodka. I like Absolute if I don't have any money.
I stay with the darks. I stay with the darks.
You know what? One of my favorite bars in New York City, it's called, I don't know what it's called, actually. But they have $4 Absolutes. Come through Absolute. Okay, I am sponsored by the Absolute.
I have to drink vodka because Hennessy makes me aggressive. And I think that's kind of where the fight came in. It makes me a little,
Hennessy will make you fight.
The darks will bring it out.
That thug passion. She's sipping that thug passion.
Hennessy makes me either want to fight or want to freak. There's no in between. So okay.
But you know what I did?
I've been freaking on vodka all day long.
Eva was calling Marlo out. She was like, you were provoking her, though. Marlo was like, with what? My words? Yes, girl. What else would you provoke her with?
Yes.
Your words are sharp, girl.
I like Eva because she's very, I said what I said. That's Eva in a nutshell. Like she. Yeah.
But she's calm about it, which I like. She is. It's very poised. It's very.
Politician.
Chic. Yeah, she's coming hard. I mean, she's definitely developing a character for herself and standing up for herself, which is nice for somebody new.
And I'm liking the vibe she's giving me in the confessional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we ain't trying to get locked up abroad. The Nene comments. She said a couple things that were really killing it, especially with the get the Absolute. And
I haven't been locked up in years. Yes, we know your bum shot, girl.
Okay.
We got you.
We want the t-shirt. Swag Boutique, send us that shirt. Boom.
Yes.
Vacay should be all about having fun, not fighting.
Well, they're bringing the hood to Barcelona.
I feel like it's not a good girls trip, though, unless someone gets in a fight.
I mean, that's why they go.
Yeah.
I think you should be trying to find a man to have a one-night stand with or something.
I need a man, not a boy, to approach me.
Okay.
Well, at the end of the day, they did break down Portia, and Portia went and had a little moment with Nene, and she was like, I want my big sister back, and I just can't win. And Nene's like, girl, relax, take a deep breath. We'll be waiting for you. Take a minute. See if you really want to leave. I'm not sure if she actually leaves. We know we left her ass at the hotel, but I don't know if she meets up with them later. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
True.
Okay, so following this episode, Kim released this like statement or whatever and said... I've had it with Nene. She's tried to ruin my credibility for years. Enough is enough. She can dish it, but she can't take it, period. I sent the video to the Housewives only, and I never released it to any media or press. Nene should really worry about the bugs in her home rather than worrying about me. She's never been a loyal person and talks behind everyone's back, and that's evident with her track record. Nene versus Kim, Nene versus Candy, Nene versus Sheree, Nene versus Cynthia, Nene versus Marlo, Nene versus Wendy Williams, Nene versus Dwight.
Look, first of all, we all fight with everyone, and they all fight with each other, so that's stupid. And sending it to the Housewives is like sending it to TMZ, girl. You're on a reality show.
National TV, okay?
Oh, my God. What's next, baby?
So there's this photo that one of the
I saw that. Okay.
Yeah, Nene Leakes posted, and we got some tatas. I obviously had to post a censored one.
What do you guys think? We want to know in the comments, is she hot? Is she not?
What did you guys think about her surgery? Because I thought for her age, her tatas look amazing. Balls.
Looks good. She looks really good.
I was like, nothing was hanging or sagging.
I'm not feeling it because it's not classy to show your nipples.
But you know what? I saw the actual uncensored photo, and it doesn't actually look like her nipples. It looks like the coloration of the sheer.
Yeah, no, it looks like nipples.
But also,
then nipples are half dollars then. Actually, they don't even have dollars. They're big dollars.
Sexualizing nipples is so overrated and annoying. She has great boobs. She looks amazing. I say go for it. And I don't think her class has anything to do with having great boobs.
And I say, who's your doctor, girl? Because that looked amazing.
And wait till I wear my sheer shirt next week. Y'all going to see my titties.
All right. So next, tonight was finally Marlo's first night ever in the treehouse. She got to go on Watch What Happens Live, and we were watching a little bit of it.
She's trying to get that peach.
Yeah. How crazy is it that she's been around that long and has never been on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, well, that's cool.
God.
But yes, yeah. So this was a tweet from back in January, and someone was like, yo, why hasn't Marlo been on the show? And Andy was like, you have a really good point. Let's bring her on. And so she has been on.
Well, what's next is, why haven't I been on Watch What Happens Live? Guys, let's start a campaign.
Fox, I want to be a bartender.
Okay.
All right, yes. So can you all name which housewife is on?
Oh, my God. Looking like, hold up, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. She looks like the 50s right there. Oh, my God, Candy.
What is this?
So Candy posted this TBT, and it is... from when she was, well, the photo shoot is when she was 18. And it was, they posed for this hair dye company. And she, a friend of hers sent it to her. And she was like, I want to know why this particular picture is still being sold. Like,
well, look at the clearance tags on it. There's clearance price marks on it. They're like,
I feel like that hair dye is going to cause cancer. Yeah, I'm just going to say that right now.
Well, Candy, this is some work. They're going to sell it until it goes out. We paid for this inventory.
Although I'm not going to lie. If I find that box in a beauty supply shop, I'm buying it.
Please buy one for me as well.
I will bring it here, guys.
Send us a little haircut, please.
That will burn off your edges for sure.
Thank you. Exactly.
Oh, well, anyways, that is it. Girls, do you guys want to add anything else?
Maybe.
Next episode looks amazing. Yes.
Looks amazeballs.
Yeah, make sure to catch us every Sunday night, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, 9 p.m. Make sure to follow us on all social media. Give us a thumbs up now because it was a really good show, and we love hearing your comments.
Love you guys.
Make sure to keep giving us those comments. Keep giving us that live, darling. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon.
Add me on Instagram, Conversation Piece.
Add me on all social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And you can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Good night, guys. Follow me on Instagram.
Legend lighting.
Shout-outs.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.